This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is warning Iran on Sunday that you'd better be careful. He spoke to reporters while standing near an aircraft.
Iran better be careful, because you enriched for one reason, and I won't tell you what that reason is, but it's no good. They better be careful.
Tehran said Sunday it was boosting uranium enrichment beyond the limits set in the 2015 nuclear deal. Mr. Trump made his comments after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that Iran's decision will lead to further isolation and sanctions. Meanwhile, the president also responded to a report that the U.S.-UK ambassador to the U.S. has described the U.S. leader as inept and uniquely dysfunctional. The tabloid Mail on Sunday published the unflattering portrait of the U.S. leader, quoting comments allegedly taken from a cache of leaked diplomatic memos from the ambassador, Kim Darroch.
We're not big fans of that man, and he has not served the U.K. well. So I can understand it, and I can say things about him, but I won't bother.
British Foreign Office has not denied the comments. Tens of thousands of people marched in the streets of Hong Kong Sunday to protest a law that would allow people to be extradited for a trial to mainland China. Hundreds of protesters clashed with police. Sunday's protest is the first major demonstration since last week when protesters stormed Hong Kong's legislative building. Back-to-back World Cup champions, the United States won a record-extending fourth Women's World Cup with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands Sunday. Watch parties were held across the United States, just like this one in Brooklyn. It was a borough of New York City, or is a borough of New York City. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McClellan is defending conditions of U.S. Border Patrol stations following reports of unsanitary conditions. McElhinney says that there is an extraordinary challenging situation at the border. He told ABC's This Week that reports of inadequate food and water and unclean cells are unsubstantiated. And Sunday that DHS has 350 children in custody.
Everyone in the entire chain of command was worried about the situation for children. That's why we've built soft-sided facilities, 1,000 spaces already. We're building more that are going to be opening next week. We're trying to provide as much space and as much nice a setting as we possibly can while children are in our custody.
A government watchdog office last week reported severe overcrowding in Texas' Rio Grande Valley, a busy corridor for illegal crossings. U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib also said on ABC's This Week that after she visited one of the border facilities.
Three agents. More money is not going to fix this. That they were not trained to separate children. That they don't want to separate two-year-olds away from their mothers.
She recently voted against a $4.6 billion emergency aid package for southern border, saying the money will not help Customs and Border Protection agents do their jobs. About 50 prominent Afghan citizens opened a two-day conference with Taliban envoys in Qatar Sunday. The goal is to seek an end to 18 years of war in their country. The U.S. and Taliban negotiators are separately conducting a seventh round of direct talks at the capital of Doha, as the U.S. looks for a formula to end its long involvement in the civil war. Both sides had reported progress in the discussions before taking a break from the dialogue to encourage Sunday's intra-Afghan meeting. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. envoy for Afghanistan reconciliation.
We have made progress, but no final agreement yet.
They're saying spectacular progress, 80% progress. Do you agree with that?
Well, I will say there's progress. I would state it that way.
The chief American peace negotiator Saturday hailed the ongoing round of talks with the Taliban as the most productive session so far. Africa is about to enter into what could be an era of peace and prosperity with the official launch of a continental trade agreement. Nigeria, Africa's biggest economy, has signed on to the new African Continental Free Trade Area Sunday at an African Union summit in Niger. This leaves only Eritrea as the only AU nation still yet to join that pact. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.